Lench Bumps.
Cam FM.
Yeah, I'm a tiny bit confused what's happened here because we've had three boats stop, which I don't think is how it's supposed to work, is it? So they bump in pairs. The Selwyn have pulled over to the side here. St. Cat's actually having a bit of a nightmare pulling over to the opposite side of the river and crashed into the hedges. I don't know if they possibly had a malfunction. I'm going to try and find out what's going on. There's a third boat kind of hunched in the middle of the river. They're just holding their oars up as high as they can, so trying not to cause obstruction to the other boats who are now racing past them. I'll go and find those boats to see what's happened. But as I can see, Selwyn to Catch Q and another boat are out of the race at the moment.
It appears that the Maudlin W2 boat has just about to bump the Pembroke W3 boat for what would be a massive bump up between three boats. And yes, that has happened. So, yeah, I don't know, like an over bump and a half there, I suppose, depending on what happened between Girton, Selwyn and St. Cats in the middle of the division.
That's really bizarre. So, Steph, have you found anything more out about what's going on between St. Cats, Selwyn and Girton?
Hi, yeah, I'm here at First Post still. I've been speaking to the boats and their crews on the bank and the marshals, and unfortunately nobody seems any the wiser about what's going on at the moment. St. Cats were convinced that they had bumped up on Pembroke, but behind them, Girton were wildly celebrating and thought that they had bumped up on Cats. So I'm not entirely sure. I think we might have to talk to the marshals after the game, after the race is finished, in order to try and establish what's going on, because at the moment, nobody knows what's going on. The marshal just shrugged at me and said, "Don't you just love bumps?" So I don't know.
Okay, so no one actually knows what's going on there in the middle of the ocean, because it would appear then that Maudlin have been allowed to row on and kind of over bump and a half on Pembroke, which is a very bizarre state of affairs, and we'll definitely need some confirmation from the marshals on that. Now, Pembroke W3 were bumped by Maudlin W2 on the long reach, except that's technically impossible in bumps, and has only been allowed to happen because St. Cats, Selwyn and Girton all pulled over. Marshals don't even know what's happening with those three boats. I'm sure when Adam goes down to the results tent, we'll find a bit more confirmation on that.
Yeah, I just got confirmation that Cats W2 were awarded a row over and Girton did get the bump on Selwyn.
Okay, so does that mean then that we've got a very... I mean, this has never happened in bumps before because it's technically impossible. So in the middle of the division then, just to... I'm not even sure the Cam FM server is going to be able to accommodate this. Pembroke W3 were bumped by Maudlin W2 and in between them then, St Cats W2 row over and Selwyn W2 bumped by Girton W2.
Lench Bumps.
Cam FM.